This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A three-way GOP primary could decide who represents Green Bay's reliably red district in Congress. As Joe Schultz reports, the race serves as the first major test to the power of a Trump endorsement in Wisconsin since the 2022 midterms.
Republican Mike Gallagher held the 8th Congressional District for nearly 8 years. His predecessor, Republican Reid Ribble, held it for 6. Both had their differences with Donald Trump, but the Republican primary for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District could be won or lost based on who most agrees with the former president. The Cook Political Report rates the seat solid Republican. Gallagher never won less than 60% of the vote in any general election. Aaron Weinschenk is a political science professor at UW-Green Bay.
Quite possible that the person who emerges from the Republican primary will be the person who represents the district.
The Republicans vying for the seat are businessman Tony Weed, former state senator Roger Roth, and current state senator Andre Jacques. The seat is open because Gallagher resigned earlier this year. Weed has framed himself as a political outsider, standing up to career politicians. He is, notably, the only candidate in the race to receive former President Trump's endorsement.
I am the Trump-endorsed conservative in this race, and I will always put America first.
Roth has promoted himself as the most well-rounded candidate, pointing to his time in the Wisconsin Air National Guard, his business experience, and his time in the state legislature, including a stint as state Senate president. Roth is the nephew of former 8th District Representative Toby Roth, who held the seat from 1979 to 1997.
I'm actually someone with experience that can go to D.C. on day one and work with Trump and the Republicans in Congress.
Jacques describes himself as a conservative fighter who's taken on the party establishment. He's also leaned into conservative social issues.
I'm the candidate that's not afraid to say that I am proudly pro-life, and I have the record to prove it.
All three GOP candidates have been supportive of Trump's attempt to return to the White House, though to varying degrees. At a debate last month, they were asked whether they believed Trump's false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Only Roth said no. Weed did not expressly answer, but Jacques was emphatic.
Can I start with hell yes? Hell yes.
All right, then we'll go with that.
Trump lost Wisconsin by almost 21,000 votes in 2020, a result affirmed by a statewide canvass, partial recount, an audit, and multiple court decisions. Weed has been more at home leaning into his business experience running a chain of DinoStop convenience stores.
Like President Trump, I ran my own business for 30 years, and I felt the effects of all of the regulations in my business.
Meanwhile, Roth has made a point to highlight his ties to Republicans other than Trump, including his endorsement from former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
We need a proven conservative fighter who's actually delivered results, been in the trenches, obtained the bloody scars, worked with Governor Scott Walker.
Gallagher, who left his congressional seat in April, has not endorsed. Once viewed as a rising star, there were signs his support among Republicans was starting to slip. Gallagher criticized Trump during the January 6th insurrection. And he angered GOP leaders when he voted against impeaching President Joe Biden's Homeland Security Secretary earlier this year. GOP voters in the district, like Edward Simpson from Bellevue, say they're looking forward to someone different than Gallagher this year.
I didn't think that he voted the way I wanted him to on a lot of subjects.
But it's not yet clear just who that person will be. Simpson spoke while selling Trump merchandise at a campaign event. While he supports the former president, he says Trump's endorsement didn't affect his views on this race.
I don't care who Trump likes, I know who I like. It's my choice, not his.
Voters will cast ballots for the 8th District on August 13th. Whoever wins will face Democrat Kristen Lierley in November. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.